This is WBAA. I'm Mike Lowitzo. It's a frustration most, if not all, parents have to deal with, the struggle to get kids to eat healthy meals. Joining me with some advice on how to get beyond "I don't want to eat that" is Anna Busenberg, clinical dietitian with Franciscan St. Elizabeth Health. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
Well, let's just say, first of all, that I'm glad it's not just me and my wife who have this struggle almost nightly. I won't say every night, but it's a big problem.
It is. Well, you're not alone. It can be a very challenging task, and I have some ways to help expand what your child will eat and help make healthier choices. It is important because the Surgeon General reports that 17% of children ages 2 to 19 are obese, with a very high prevalence among Mexican-American boys and African-American girls.
So is this something that might be cultural or environmental?
Well, as a parent, you are one of their biggest influences when it comes to demonstrating healthy behaviors. You need to be that healthy example for your child. Work to be physically active and keep fruits and vegetables well stocked in your kitchen. Be a role model for your child by eating healthy foods yourself. When they see that you like to eat squash or broccoli, they will be more likely to try it.
So we as parents then need to branch out and try new and different recipes.
Yeah, using a kid-friendly cookbook, preferably one with colorful pictures, may help your child when it comes to including them on picking out what they would like to eat. Involve them by taking them to the grocery store to help purchase the ingredients for that dish and help them help you with cooking. Give them age-appropriate tasks. A 4-year-old can help wash vegetables or stir up ingredients, while a 10-year-old could help cut up foods and help measure the ingredients. This is an opportunity to expand your family's taste buds, practice their cooking skills, and have some fun in the kitchen. Children who grow up cooking from an early age tend to continue to cook and preparing food later in life. An article published on the BBC found that British children who were taught to cook were more likely to grow up and become healthy adults because they had a better knowledge of cooking techniques, preparing foods, and enjoyed a wide array of new tastes.
So here's another issue we have at home. We make a new meal. It's got the colors. It smells great. To us, it tastes great. Kids, one is okay with it. The other barely touches it.
Right. Well, children need to be exposed to new foods multiple times before they decide if they like it. So don't get discouraged if your child turns up their nose at a new dish. Continue to offer these foods and encourage them to try at least one bite.
Okay, so what's another tip to get kids more interested in eating healthy?
Well, what about trying to plant a garden in your backyard or put planters out on your patio? It can be a great teaching tool. Gardening helps your child learn where their food comes from. Having your child help pick out the seeds or the starter plants, dig in the dirt, and help with the planting and watering. Growing their own food gets kids excited about vegetables and fruits and maybe makes them want to eat them more without complaining. There is a sense of accomplishment when it comes to growing your own food item and eating it as a family around the dinner table. What a neat way to teach your children about how things grow and encourage them to try new vegetables and fruit. Or the next time you go to the grocery store, take your child with you and help teach them about those healthy foods. Be sure to choose 100% whole wheat grain products like bread, crackers, pasta, and cereal. These whole wheat options are fiber-rich and help keep our digestive systems healthy. Purchase exotic fruits, vegetables, and have your family try these unique foods together. Eating should be a time to give your children good nutrition that helps them to grow up healthy, but is also a time for children to explore and learn about new foods as well.
So are there any websites out there that can help families?
Yes, there are. Check out www.kidseatright.org, and this can help make your family's health a priority.
Okay, Anna Busenberg is a clinical dietitian with Franciscan St. Elizabeth Health. You can contact her at 765-502-4232, and we'll have that number on our website as well, WBAA.org. Anna, thanks so much for the tips.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It was fun.
I'll let you know if my kids change.
All right, sounds good.
You're listening to WBAA. I'm Mike Lowitzo.